therapist is saying, well, you've got this problem and it's something to do with your childhood, you know? No, he's got a hormone and he's got a gene pool that's basically saying rage, you know? Get on with those hormones, right? No, what's reality is that I connected each of his classes to girls. So how is studying economics going to relate to girls? And he says, couldn't see him. Well, a student who can't see the relationship between the class they're taking and the thing that's most important to him are not going to have productivity in the class, are they? So we sat there and we spent about 2-3 hours linking his classes to girls, linking his classes. And we came up with these incredible, ingenious links until he was inspired. Now what happened is he automatically went up. The next 2 months, before I saw him again, 2 months, not only did his grades go up, but he scored. His test scores. That's a subtle word, wasn't it? The test scores, test scores. So what happens is his test scores went up on both arenas. His father was going, I don't know what the hell you did. I said, you don't want to know. So, but I'm proud of my son, he's coming along. I said, yeah, he'd been labeled attention deficit, but the truth is he's not. He's just highly concentrated in his value systems, and the teachers are too ignorant to know how to communicate in the value systems, so they label people. Now, this is exactly the same in business. One must know, what did the Delphic Oracle say in the story of Socrates, right? Know thyself, be thyself, love thyself. So first you have to know yourself. That's why personal development is inseparable from business development. It's inseparable. If a person doesn't know themselves, their maximizing of the business is diminished. What I've observed is the people who are most powerful in business have somewhere along the line mastered the ability to discover who they really are, and they're clear about it, and they're focused on it, or they've been involved in years of personal development in some form. In fact, the people who are most successful, the ones that take the most time for that, the people who are least successful, who need it the most, are the ones that take the least time for that. I've noticed that in the health professions. The ones that have the lowest practices are the ones that are never at the seminars on growing, and the ones that have the biggest practice are the ones that are at the programs growing. They need it the least, they do it the most. They're learning about themselves and learning about the skills and developing. So if we come along and we identify our value systems and we know what inspires us and we're willing to stick to that, the art of managing of yourself is the ability to take a list of all the things that you do, prioritize them according to what's truly your value systems, delegate things that are not inspiring to you on the value system as effectively and efficiently as you can so you can go and do what's inspiring to you so you can be the most productive and most meaningful, and the process of doing it, you're most magnetic because everybody has a yearning for that state, and so you draw business magnetically to you if you do. There's a metaphysical, non-local, energetic field that occurs in people who are in that state. And the intent is maximal in that state. A person's intent, when it's clear in its purpose, and it's in a state of loving what it does and does it doing what it's loving, the field is a non-local field, a Higgs field, you might say, it tunes into, and it encompasses the globe, and anybody who resonates with that intent starts to attract as a person, place, thing, idea, or event as a resource. The sphere of influence and the realm of resource expands to the degree that we're focused and clear on that true intent, and that true intent and mission is exactly the pinnacle of the highest of your values, whatever they may be, and they're unique to you. And there's no competition in that state. Nobody can compete with you in that state. So in the process of being clear in your intent, you magnetize opportunities to you. Whoever has the most certainty rules the game. Whoever has the most certainty, whoever has the most presence, whoever is the most grateful for their opportunities to do what they do and they love doing, whoever is doing it with love, loving what they do and doing what they love. So you do not have to get outside motivation. As Deepak Chopra wisely said in Dallas, we were doing a program not too long ago in Dallas, and Deepak was saying, as they were going through this interview process, we were downstairs doing this interview, and he says the distinction, and he's accurate, right to the center, he's a very wise guy, he basically said that the difference between inspiration and motivation, because I asked him, are you a motivational speaker? He says, no, I'm an inspirational speaker. A motivational speaker is how to basically motivate people to do something that's not in their highest value and not inspiring to them. An inspirational speaker is how to unfold and remove the veils that cloud the purity of the heart and the core of their real value systems. And I class myself as an inspirational speaker, more